We've got the son of a musician, and actually they're both musicians in their own right. It's time for our 11 o'clock live segment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 21 minutes past 11 o'clock, and I think you'll find this really cool. We have Vincent, who is here, and Vincent's two boys, Sebastian, who is 12, and Benjamin, who is 10, and they play together. You're going to hear vocals and guitars, banjo, harmonica, keyboard, mandolin. There's a drum here, too. We'll talk a little bit more about the group once they get started, but let's welcome them and get started. This is Progeny.
Full Fathom 5, I am barely alive. These barnacles cling to my chest. I've been tumbled and crushed by the currents that rush with the weight of compounded regrets.
Now I'm left for dead upon these yellow sands. I need your gentle hands to lift me up. Come lift me up. Hear the ding-dong bell, ocean surge and swell. What a tale they tell of their hidden prize. Now the chanticleer cries with call so clear. Put it freely here and see with your eyes
the wreck of our lives.
Up on the beach, I am far out of reach. A rag in the rags of my times. The wild waves have lissed my lips with their kiss, like so many dreams that have died. Now I'm left for dead upon these yellow sands. I need your gentle hands to lift me up. Come lift me up. Hear the ding-dong bells, ocean surge and swell. What a tale they tell of their hidden prize. Now the chanticleer cries with calls so clear. Put it feebly here and see with your eyes
the wreck of our lives. Suffer a sea change into something so rich and so strange. Now nothing that was could ever remain, but all does suffer a sea change into something so rich and so strange.
Hear the ding-dong bell, ocean surge and swell. What a tale they tell of their hidden prize. Now the chanticleer cries with calls so clear. Put it feebly here and see with your eyes
the wreck of our lives. Now I'm left for dead.
Progeny, you guys sound great. Sebastian and Dad Vincent, you guys sing beautifully together. It's not surprising, father and son, but it's about the most natural harmony I think I've ever heard. And Benjamin, I really liked Benjamin, you know, sort of did a whistle effect there at the end. And also, I don't know what the official instrument is that we're...
It's a reed organ, supposedly.
A reed organ, yeah. It sounds really neat to hear it. Let's talk to you first a little bit, Sebastian. You're how old now?
I'm 12. So 12. Almost 13. 13, March 2nd. So.
And how long have you played guitar?
Well, I've played guitar, you know, I was always able to say 2.5 years before. Now I'm having to do a little bit of math. I'm thinking it's probably around three and a half years now. So.
As you get older, you'll be able to round it. And your stamina on keeping up with the rhythm on that song was really good. I would think that would be hard to build up. I might be wrong, but to do something that rhythmic and that hard and to stay in time, does it take a lot of patience?
It does take a little bit of learning. And now it's a little more natural since I've done it for a while. I think also what helps is I'm doing I'm learning fingerstyle guitar, which has to do with combining the rhythm rhythm that the thumb will be playing with different notes that the fingers and the melody, basically, for that. So that's also helped build that skill, I think.
How are your hands? Are you developing calluses and nails and all that stuff?
Definitely, especially with fingerstyle. They have you grow out these nails just a little bit. That way it's easier to pluck the notes. And then my calluses, you know, still the pinky and the other one are kind of like, they always hurt still after you play for a while. But they're building up, so I'm sure that will come with time.
Yeah, I'm looking. He's playing a steel-stringed Fender and very similar to one that I have at home that my hands have not won over yet. It takes a while.
For sure.
Let's turn to Benjamin. Hi.
Hello.
And you're 10, right?
Yes.
And how long have you been playing keys?
I would say probably around 3 or 3.5 years.
And you also, I know you're both multi-instrumentalists.
Yes.
You play mandolin also?
Yes, our dad got us a few instruments for the new year, and I grabbed up the mandolin. I started playing the chords, so I haven't had real lessons yet, but I've just been messing around and learning the chords. So, yeah, dad says, sometimes my mom says that when I see an instrument and I have a chord chart, I always pick it up and start playing. So,
what else do you play?
I play drums, and I think that's most.
Basically any mostly. Instrument available any to me, it seems. Yeah. You know, he's our multitask man. He's quite amazing.
Now, you are going to play harmonica, too, I think, right?
Yep, harmonica come up.
So whose idea was it to play together as a band? You guys probably have made music together just for fun. You've got a CD as well. What was the name of that song, by the way?
That was Full Fathom Five, which comes from the Shakespeare referencement, The Tempest. And a lot of what we, the first few songs we have here really are inspired by poetry and literature, because I teach English at Grove City High School, and there's so much rich stuff there that we can draw upon.
Yeah, and Vincent's involved with Treebeard Brown, who we've had here before.
Yes.
It's really fun to listen to you guys. There's more I want to ask you, but let's do another.
Okay.
Let's have you do another song.
Okay, I'll introduce this one shortly. If anybody's out there from Waupaca listening right now, this song I'm kind of going to dedicate to you, because if anybody remembers, last year we had a Poetry Out Loud competition, and I didn't know exactly what poem to do, so I went to my dad's music. I knew I could find something there, and this song, inspired by Walt Whitman's poem, The Noiseless Patient Spider, is the one that I found that I love the most, so hopefully you guys like it too.
Mm-hmm.
noiselessly, ever so noiselessly, perched on this promontory, he stands alone. Vacancy, vast as the space between earth and eternity, surrounding all. Launching forth filaments, tirelessly speeding them, filaments reaching for something to hold. Ever unreeling them, the filaments feeling and patiently waiting the hope of the soul. Noiselessly, ever so noiselessly, you, oh my soul, you sing louder than all.
Sing louder than all.
Patiently probing the space between, seeking the destiny birthed in the fall. Ceaselessly venturing, musing and wandering, until the bridges finally formed. Till each ductile anchor hold the gossamer thread you throw catches somewhere where hope is reborn. La di da 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 da. Till each ductile anchor hold the gossamer thread you throw catches somewhere where hope is reborn. Is this how the soul reaches for home, spinning the songs of unending hope, stretching beyond the earth we spin on, drawing us close to where we belong? How the soul, it reaches for home, spinning the songs of unending hope, stretching beyond the earth we spin on, drawing us close to where we belong, to where we
was a beautiful song from Progeny. I was just sending out a tweet and a Facebook post asking for people to tune in if they're not already tuned in, saying, basically, did you ever wonder what a band comprised of a dad and two sons could sound like? You guys sound just terrific. Speaking of messages of that sort, you can feel free to use Instant Input to get a message to these guys. Just go to slbradio.org and type there and hit send, and it will come to us. Somebody knows somebody in Mechanicsburg.
We do.
You do. Somebody named Tina, Aunt Tina and Uncle Brad said, I have the most talented brother and nephews in the world. Uncle Brad and Aunt Tina love you so very much. Great job, she writes, listening in Mechanicsburg.
Thank you.
And gosh, there's more I want to ask you, but let's do another song first, or have you do another song, because I want to be sure we get as much music as we can. There's a nice fan out there watching. And what would you like to do next?
This is the last one we'll do that comes from literature. This is from a W.H. Auden, or inspired by W.H. Auden poem called The Unknown Citizen, that we kind of reinvented into The Ideal Citizen, and looking at that sort of idea. There's a lot of thinking that can go on here, but we'll just give it a roll. And this will feature Sebastian on the harmonica for the first time. Thank you.
greater city council pronounced him to be a model citizen with a capital C. He was a who's who hero who gave his life for community. He earned an honest man's wage for an honest man's life. Never balked when his boss asked for more of his time. A satisfactory rating tucked into the company file. Bought a coffee every day, gave to charity. Loved his friends and made time to visit family. He was civil in his actions and actions, no matter the case. He wasn't flashy in the way that he spent his cash. It had the things you'd expect among the upper class. An iPhone, Hummer, GPS, and house in the keys. Oh, but who was he? Was he happy? The question just doesn't relate to the ideal citizens of the human race. So stack us up one by one, every father's daughter and every mother's son. Oh, oh. And come and gaze upon the graves where the citizens of excellence are laid. Well, they're tucked away in the glorious tradition of the souls who do their living on the save. Investigations have proved he held the proper views, accepting change when it came and yet traditional too. Always ready, always steady, never clinging to impossible dreams. He had a wife and two children, perfect number for our time. Never raised an objection, never spoke his own rhyme. And the teachers declare that his kids are all just the same. Oh, but who was he? Was he happy? The question just doesn't relate to the ideal citizens of the human race. Stack us up one by one, every father's daughter and every mother's son. Whoa, whoa. And come and gaze upon the grave where the citizens of excellence are laid. Well, they're tucked away. Hey, so stack us up one by one, and every father's daughter and every mother's song. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ooh, and come and gaze upon the grave where the citizens of excellence are laid. Well, they're tucked away in the glorious tradition of the souls who do their living on the save.
Progeny at the Saturday Light Brigade. Vance Anastasi. I have that pronounced right.
Anastasi.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's my mother's Boston accent showing. But Vince Anastasi and his sons, Sebastian and Ben. Now, we should acknowledge some other family members and also any friends you'd like to say hello to or anybody else. I know you've got a sister, and I'm not sure if you have any other siblings, but who should we say hi to?
Ethne and Aiden and Samuel out there, and Wapaco, and if anyone's listening, are any of our church members, and Sunday night.
Do you know Bruce Irvin?
That's a fellow Treebeard Browner.
Well, Bruce Wright sounds great. Progeny, proof that talent is an inherited trait. that's kind of a backhanded compliment. You know, I'd like to think you guys, certainly you get it from your dad, but you add your own.
Right. Exactly.
That's, I'm sure Bruce meant that. In a, oh, yeah. I know, yeah, Bruce meant it in a good way. That's a funny thing to say. You guys do. Any friends you want to say hi to? Or?
Well, yeah, definitely. WPACO, as Benjamin mentioned, is our speech club, our homeschool speech club. So I'm saying hi to anybody from level E class. That's what I'm in. And, you know, hi to any of the O'Neills, McCarthy's, the Clarahans, anyone out there of my friends, you guys, just so hello, and hope you're enjoying the music.
How about you? Anybody want to say hi to, Ben?
Well,
Sebastian may have taken them all.
Yeah, pretty much covered them all.
Are you both homeschooled?
Yep.
And you mentioned WPACO. Are you both in the speech club?
Yes, WPACO. It's it's basically all the way up to when you graduate, you're in it. So they level you by different letters. So Benjamin's in level D, and I'm in level E. So that's instead of grades, since they're kind of judging it by skill sets. That's
so as you go down, or you, is A the highest or Z?
It's preschool, right? Then up to F.
Yeah,
so.
A up to
F. Oh, I got it. Okay, so usually we think of you know, striving to be an A rather than striving to be an F.
So striving to be an F, yes. That's quite.
And is that an acronym or?
WPACO, Western PA Christian Orators, I think it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Do you do debate or?
Yep. Speech and debate.
Okay, and that's excellent. Now, Benjamin has donned the Mando here, which we know has only been in the household for about a month, if that appeared at Christmas time.
It was last.
Last Christmas. Okay, I was going to say that's awfully natural to be around you, and I like the strap. A very utilitarian strap. Of twine.
That's all we can find.
It works. It works. It's actually a really good idea. What song is this going to be, Ben?
We like to take old folk songs and spice them out with a little bluegrass. So the next song that we're going to play is called "All Fly Away." And if any of you know it, you can sing along.
Ready?
Yep.
Glory,
by.
Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away.
Boy, was that fun. You know, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary was here last week. And I don't, do you guys know Peter, Paul, and Mary? And he was singing with Mustard's Retreat, and I suspect probably into these same three microphones that the three of you are singing into. And I know he would be thrilled to hear the three of you. You sound great together. Asking folks to sing along, which I was doing quietly, was great. That's such a good song. And how often do you guys play together?
We play at least every week together because they help me with worship at our church. So we have at least that. And then now that the year has started up again, we have at least a gig a month. We're playing at different coffee houses and festivals in Grove City and around the area. So
where can folks see you where do you end up playing in Grove City or anywhere that people?
Right. If you go to our webpage, which I think is linked actually on the SLB radio website, you can click on the link there. It's like tinycc.com/progeny. We have a list of our upcoming gigs. We'll be playing at Fresh Grounds Coffee House in Greenville next, which I think is February 16th or something like that. We play at Beans on Broad in Grove City, and then also Muggsy's in New Wilmington. All the coffee shops that will have us, pretty much.
Excellent. And we've linked to your webpage from slbradio.org, and I'm in the process of adding a link on Facebook, so you can get it that way, too, if you want to know more about where to hear the group, because you guys... You just sound great.
Thank you.
And it was fun to hear all three of you singing, and you're pretty good at the mandolin.
Thank you.
I mean,
sure is.
Honestly, I know you're probably thinking I'm just cording here, but still, it really, you guys sound really good together.
Thank you.
It's not easy to play together. I think we have time for two or three more. I'm kind of losing count.
Okay.
I don't know.
We have two more ready. So if you have questions,
we have Muhlenberg if we wanted to.
Yeah. I guess. Do any of you, I know, Vince, that you play with Treebeard Brown, and I was curious if any of you play alone or with other people besides each other. And let me start with Ben, and then we'll go to Sebastian.
Well, I sometimes, me and Sebastian join with Treebeard Brown. The last gig that we played with them was at
Grove City Community Library.
The Grove City Community Library
fundraiser, yeah.
But I don't really play. So I do play by myself, and I write some songs. But I don't really. I'm not in any other bands.
Are you writing songs with words or melody?
Yes.
So both.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to write about?
Well.
Or maybe what style of writing do you enjoy?
You write a lot when you're on the piano, more so.
Yeah,
than
a lot. A lot of songs on the piano, and I've written a few songs on the mandolin and the banjo.
Sometimes people write songs that are almost like works of fiction. And sometimes people instead write songs that are about their own lives. Do you have a preference?
I've written a few songs about my own life. I haven't really written any fictional. Well, maybe one fictional one, but I haven't really written any fictional stories
yet. Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah.
When I write, it's typically nonfiction. And it's funny, I typically read nonfiction too, which I sometimes think I need to spice up my reading a little bit. How about you, Sebastian?
Well, as Benjamin said, we all play with Treebeard Brown when possible. And then at our church, we'll eventually, sometimes in terms of other people we play with, Andrew Ferrenti, we'll play with him. He'll play guitar. And when he does that, I'll hop on the hand drums. So we'll play with him, and then I do stuff on my own as well. I've been trying to focus more on expanding my fingerstyle skill, but I have written some songs, more not as many as Benjamin has for certain. He's he's certainly an amazing amazing boy. But anyways, yeah, that's Ben covered quite a lot of that. So I like to write out of really my feelings. That's the easiest way to do it, is in the moment.
And I know literature is an inspiration for you, Vincent, yeah. But are you writing other things as well?
Well, once school starts, I have very little time to write, it seems. And it's frequently that I'm writing through literature. Occasionally, things that are going on in my life, I'll write from those. But yeah, I haven't. Once school hits, it's grading papers more than writing stuff, unfortunately.
Well, if you're just joining us, it's a real pleasure. We have progeny. They're all from Grove City. And it's Dad Vince, 12-year-old. I hate to precede you by age, but people can't see you, and they need to know. I think you're just so accomplished at the age you're playing. It's 12-year-old Sebastian, 10-year-old Benjamin. And what would you like to do next?
If we have time for two, we'll do an old hymn that we've kind of revamped, and then we have a fun nursery rhyme song to close everything out.
Excellent. Here they are again, progeny.
I'll just get us started then. How about that?
Yeah.
Ready, Ben? This is a song written by William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. Oh, boundless salvation, devotion of love, oh, fullness of mercy, Christ brought from above. The whole world redeeming, so rich and so free. Now flowing for all men, come roll over me. My sins, they are many, the stains are so deep, and bitter the tears of remorse that I weep. My useless is weeping, the great crimson sea. Thy waters can cleanse me, come roll over me. Come roll over me, oh, come roll over me. With boundless salvation, this captive to free. I'll plunge neath the waters of soul-cleansing streams. Oh, boundless salvation, come roll over me. Now tossed with temptation and haunted by fears, my life has been joyless and useless for years. I feel something better most surely would be if one stop your waters would roll over me. Oh, come roll over me, oh, come roll over me. With boundless salvation, this captive to free. I'll plunge through the waters of soul-cleansing streams. Oh, boundless salvation, come roll over me. Ocean of mercy, of longing I've stood on the brink of thy wonderful life-giving flood. I feel something better most surely would be, 'cause now thy pure waters, they roll over me. Oh, come roll over me, oh, come roll over me. With boundless salvation, this captive to free. I'll plunge neath the waters of soul-cleansing streams. Oh, boundless salvation, come roll over me. Salvation is captive to free. I plunge neath the waters of soul-cleansing streams. Oh, boundless salvation, come roll over me.
Progeny at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a great sound. And I'm going to let you guys play us out in just a moment, but let me thank our other guests for today. Terza DiCaria, talking about the soup and at artists' benefit and competition taking place tomorrow at the Brew House from 6 until 8:30 on the South Side. Also, singer-songwriter Sidney Wolfe, a junior at North Hills High, a sophomore at North Hills High, with her original songs. Thank you also to Renee Ciara and Cheyenne and Tom Baker from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And thanks to you for being here along with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was wondering when the percussion was going to come out. We have a djembe, I think.
Yep.
And we've got a couple guitars. And what's next?
We'll close out with a song that I am used to singing nursery rhymes to the kids for bed when they're little. And I jokingly thought, what if there was an interesting common theme? And you find out there are a lot of lambs in nursery rhymes. If you think of Baa Baa Black Sheep and Mary Had a Little Lamb and Little Boy Blue, of course, had fallen asleep too. So all these different lambs started showing up. And I thought, what if there was a way to connect all those together into one song and create sort of a conspiracy theory? So we took the idea that Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick was actually in love with Mary Who Had a Little Lamb, and he's the one who actually brought the lamb to her and stole it from Little Bo Peep. It all comes together in one crazy nursery rhyme song that we call Trouble in the Nursery. Jack's heart. So while Bo slept, did Jack grab and stole the lamb with art? There's trouble in the meadow, there's trouble on the hill. If you've come here for adventure, then come and get your fill. The nursery now is reeling, the children feeling ill. Cause there's trouble now a brewing for every Jack and Jill. Round and round the mulberry bush, a monkey chased that fleecer. And the little dog laughed to see such sport as he ran on past that sleeper. Poor little boy Blue was fast asleep under the haystack warm. And little Miss Muffin ran off in fright so no one raised alarm. And now Jack and Jill ran up the hill to fetch a pail of water. And he saw Jack jump the candlestick with a lamb led by a halter. Its Jack fell down and broke his ground, there was no other witness. Poor Jill, you know, followed her bow and tumbled down in distress. There's trouble in the meadow, there's trouble on the hill. If you come here for adventure, then come and get your fill. The nursery now is reeling, the children feeling ill. Cause there's trouble now a brewing for every Jack and Jill. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. So Jack never paid for his ruminant raid, and now he's running free. So ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross, call every old man to pray. Cause there's trouble in the nursery now that Jack has got away. There's trouble in the meadow, there's trouble on the hill. If you've come here for adventure, then come and get your thrill. The nursery now is reeling, the children feeling ill. Cause there's trouble now a-brewing for every Jack and Jill.